got to pay for where to stand. And so that's what I've been thinking about that. They're doing such as that now. They've got plenty of that. Mm-hmm. But that ain't no old time stuff.
Yeah.
That's new stuff.
What would you call a farm like that where they just have milk cows?
Well, I guess I just call it by the man's name is a milk farm, Mr. Walter Bass. He got one over here, and he called it the milk barn or the milk farm, either one you want to call it, because he don't do nothing else but that. He don't have nothing else done.
Yeah.
But
do you ever call it a dairy? A dairy?
A dairy, yeah. Yeah, I forgot that. You call it a dairy barn.
Okay, where do you keep horses?
When I had them, I kept them in the lot, and bad nights, I'd keep them up in the stable, the place you call a stable.
Is that part of a barn or something?
That's part of the barn. It's another place made in to open the door and drive the horse in.
Okay. What about hogs and pigs?
Well, I had a 2 or 3 sow hog.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, they called it hog pen, then a hog feeder. I'd put a hog feeder in there, pour my stuff in there, and they'd eat what they wanted and walk off from it.
Uh-huh.
Called a hog feeder. Then, out in the pound, if it's cold and bad, you build a...
Out
in the pound, you build a house, a hog house. Chilling, so they don't bother nothing, and you say nothing about it.
Yeah.
And they come down here and help me gather in the wood back in the wintertime and get up my eggs. So I don't say nothing about them, as long as they do right.
Yeah.
Play ball down here sometime, right above the house, up past a big place, level.
Mm-hmm.
Down here, I've got a garden that don't allow me to play down there, in my garden. How much longer you gonna keep me now?
Well, this tape will be running out pretty soon. Do you remember where you keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
In the spring house.
Okay.
Spring house. I've been to one a many times, getting good old milk, buttermilk, sweet milk.